victory. This is what the people chanted when they returned to their little town of Telekuf, 17 miles near Mosul in Iraq, on the Nineveh Plain. For 2.5 years, they had been exiled by ISIS. Many of these people had families who had gone back all the way to the apostolic times. So how happy they were to return to their native land. On February the 18th, in their little St. Mark church, they gathered for Mass for the first time in 2.5 years. The church had to be cleaned up. They looked around, and there were pockmarks on the walls from bullet holes. Much of the sacred artwork had been desecrated. But nevertheless, what seemed like the dead, wounded body of our Lord from Good Friday was going to be transformed into his glorious body of Easter. The Chaldean patriarch, Bishop Sacco, came that day. There, they lit the church up. They had the beautiful readings of sacred scripture. And then, of course, they had the Holy Eucharist, the true presence of our risen Lord. And so, my brothers and sisters, here these people had new joy because there was a victory. After the Mass, they went outside, and Bishop Sacco blessed this huge cross, about 30 feet tall. And they carried it outside, erected it up on a hill, and once again they chanted victory. My brothers and sisters, we celebrate a victory, the victory of Christ today, Easter. Christ has risen. The tomb is empty. That darkness of Good Friday has given way to the glorious light of Easter. Life has conquered death. Love has conquered evil. Forgiveness has conquered sin. Christ is victorious, and he wants us to share in that victory. We see the evidence of the resurrection we have since that first Easter. After all, the faith has been handed on all this time by the faithful. We've seen the example of the great saints of our church. They are witnesses of the resurrection, of the victory. But in our own way, too, in our society that at times can seem so dark, we have evidence of the resurrection. For instance, this Lent, during the months of February and March, our little parish collected over 6,000 pounds of food that was given to Catholic Charities in Leesburg to feed people in our own county that do not have enough to eat. With the Lenten cross, numerous donations were made by which people donated items for toddlers, baby items, other things that are distributed to the poor. Granted, those who give such gifts may never know who receives them, but the recipient knows someone cares. In the age of the selfie, when it's all about oneself, someone knows someone else cares. That person knows he has value. Real Christian compassion is always the sign of the resurrection. There is the victory. We think, too, of how during Lent so many people came to confession to be forgiven of sin. Some, it was just the regular kind of confession, but for some, it had been decades. Some had been away from the church. Some carried an awful burden of sin. Yet with the words of absolution, they were freed. I remember one woman, after making her confession, saying, "Thank you, I'm finally free." Every time we have that repentant heart, we confess our sins, receive absolution, we rise again. There's the resurrection. There's the victory. But not only in the idea of confessing our sins, but even being able to forgive others. In counseling, some people I know have carried great wounds in their lives. We could be entombed by such a wound. Yet our Lord helps us to forgive. And once we forgive, we can come out of that tomb. We know that just last weekend on Palm Sunday, two churches in Egypt were bombed. 74 people, innocent people, lost their lives. Over 100 others were wounded. The Coptic Patriarch of Cairo, Bishop Angelos, said, "We are praying that there is healing in our community. We are ready to and already have forgiven people for doing this, because at the end of day, a lack of forgiveness harms us more than anyone else." Whenever we forgive, we put the limit on evil. We open ourselves to the healing grace of our Lord. And there is the resurrection. There's the victory. During Lent, we also had a couple of longtime parishioners pass on from this life, one of whom I had known since my seminary days because her son was in seminary with me. She had been a faithful Catholic all her life. She had been married almost 62 years, a faithful wife, a mom, grandmother, great mother, great grandmother. What a beautiful legacy that is in just those statements. During the past couple of years, though, she had different bouts with poor health. But towards the end of her life, she said, "I'm ready to go whenever God wants me." There's great faith. She had no fear of death. She believed, just as we heard St. Paul in his letter to the Romans state, that if we have died with Christ, we will rise with him. And so with that passing of anyone who's lived a faithful life, while there may be sorrow for us left behind, there is resurrection. There is victory. And now, this evening, on this beautiful Easter Vigil, we welcome new people into our church. Four adults are going to be baptized, then four who've already been baptized in another Christian denomination will be making a profession of faith, and then all eight together will receive the sacrament of confirmation and also receive First Holy Communion. How wonderful that is, to see an adult embrace the faith. In an age that likes to promote materialism, relativism, egoism, and we see how that leads to so much self-destruction, especially of our young people, to profess faith is to find a new life in Christ. So when we look at these people today, as they prepare for these sacraments, we should be reminded they're witnesses of the resurrection. They're witnesses of the victory of Christ. Well, with all of that, my brothers and sisters, tonight we too renew our own baptismal promises. And so once again, we're mindful that we are called to give our lives over to Christ. Once again, we're going to renounce Satan, sin, all his empty promises. We're going to profess our faith in the God, the Father who loved us so much that he gave us his only Son, Jesus, who perfectly revealed God's truth and love, who suffered, died, and rose for our salvation, and with the Father poured forth the Holy Spirit so that we could live in God's love now. We'll profess our faith also in our Catholic Church. The Church is a living witness of the resurrection, of the victory of Christ. After all, despite these centuries that have witnessed persecution, schism, heresy, and we know our own personal frailty, the Church continues on because the risen Christ is with his Church. So today is a great day of victory. Today we proclaim Christ is risen. We must proclaim him risen in our own lives. We must be the ones that give evidence of his victory. So this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. The victory is ours. May God bless you.